This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. They call it The Wall That Heals, a 246-foot-long, half-size recreation of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial from the Capitol Mall in Washington, D.C. The traveling memorial arrived in Santa Rosa Wednesday and was formally opened to the public in ceremonies yesterday morning. More than 100 people, about half of them veterans, were present at Santa Rosa Memorial Park for the presentations, which included a solemn roll call of the 56 Sonoma County names that appear on the smooth black panels by veterans Gary Greenough and Doug Newton.
Rice, Petaluma.
No answer.
Joseph Michael Rodriguez, Santa Rosa.
No answer.
Daniel Gail Rose, Santa Rosa.
No answer.
Robert Edwin Ronavera, Santa Rosa.
No answer.
Jerry Dean Schroeder, Santa Rosa.
Newton, a former Marine, said afterward he took on his part in the ceremony willingly, but had to steel himself to do it.
Done it once before, and it's never easy. It never gets easier. It's just, 56 from Sonoma County died, and over 58,000 gave their life over there. I had a few buddies myself, that schoolmates that were killed over there, so it's never easy.
More than 58,000 names are etched into the black granite of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, representing servicemen and a few women who died over nearly 20 years of fighting in Southeast Asia. But retired Army Colonel Pete Paterka noted that even that total is not complete.
As of today, the unaccounted number from the Vietnam War now stands at 1,754. There are still 1,754 of our brave servicemen that we don't know where they are. 178 of those are from California.
Many surviving Vietnam veterans still carry bitter memories of the chilly welcome they received upon returning home, something that both Paterka and Gary Greenough referenced in their remarks.
Whatever the merits or demerits of that war, these men and women are not to be caught up in that debate. They did what their country asked of them to do, and we honor them for it. A country's survival depends upon both those who do what their country asks and those who compel their country's leaders to think more clearly about what they are asking and why they are asking it.
Supervisor Tim Smith, himself a Vietnam veteran, said his own experience of visiting the full-size memorial in Washington was cathartic, and he recounted meeting a young man there.
He was just a great young kid, and I said, well, exactly who are you here for? And he says, my dad, and I intend to come to his birthday on an annual basis for the rest of my life. And it turned out this young boy had not met his father. Things like that stick with you. And when Doug and Gary were reading off the names and the no answer response, you can only imagine hearing that 57,950 more times and the profound impact that has.
The traveling memorial is open to visitors free of charge from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. through Sunday at the Santa Rosa Cemetery. A closing ceremony will be held Sunday afternoon at 4. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.